Cardinal Turkson, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thanks to you.
Let's review. What were the main points of the encyclical on ecology?
The three focuses of the encyclical are these. First, the Pope presents the urgency of a challenge, which is the fact that our Earth is not always, you know, used in the best of ways, if you want. And then also humanity itself. So it is to draw attention to these. So these are two instances of elements in our world and society being treated and being made to experience their own weaknesses. And then he makes an appeal to all to try to undertake whatever action is possible, one, to improve upon the state of the world. And after making this appeal, he undergirds this appeal with an expression of hopefulness, hope in the ability of humanity to change for the better.
In the course of traveling the world with this message, do you find that appeal is heeded differently in various countries, and specifically those who paradoxically perhaps pollute the most are the least likely to heed the call?
Yes, it is the case. Some countries are more open to the message of an environment that is being increasingly abused and appreciate the need to do something to change. Some also kind of resist and even deny the need.
Specifically in the United States, with whom does the message of change most easily resonate with? Who are you meeting with?
Here, right now in Villanova, this is a university. So we're meeting with the academia. We're meeting with student bodies. Yesterday, I had a meeting with engineering school students who have all kinds of, you know, projects about sustainability. So among the students, you know, the reception is very positive and they see the need for a change.
It's not surprising that your message is received within universities, but how do you get the message out beyond university walls so that it's received and perhaps accepted?
We use the traditional church structure for getting any message down. It's whenever anything, in this case, issued by the Pope, it goes first through the bishops. Every bishop around the world was prepared for the publication of this message. And from them, we expect that they'll pass it on to their priests, and through the priests, get the communities that they take care of. So we have a clear-cut structure. What can happen is that if we compare this to a circulatory system in the human body, there can be a clot somewhere. There can be blood clots in the system. That's when a priest or a bishop fails to, you know, pass this on, you know, to his priests and lay people, and there, that's when the lay people are then not informed. You know, in the absence of any blood clot in the system, the message clearly goes down to the faithful, and in this case, as the Pope wanted it to be, even to those who are not Catholics, because he thinks that the issue facing us is a global issue, something for everybody to be interested in and everybody to undertake an action to improve upon the situation.
Some religious groups criticize that the encyclical went too far. By contrast, though, was there also an internal argument that perhaps the church wasn't going far enough?
Yes. On the 28th of September, right after the Pope visited, you know, the United States, I joined a panel discussion, you know, at Boston College. We had an advisor, you know, a climate scientist from the present, you know, administration, so from the present, the office of the president. And he did an analysis supported by graphs. He pointed out the encyclical didn't go far enough, or the encyclical was weak in its expression of the problem. Now, it could have been stronger. So, yes, this has happened before.
Does the strength of the encyclical depend on the person and personality of Pope Francis, meaning will it survive as new popes take the helm?
The nature of the social teaching is such that it survives and outlives the ministry and the tenure of office of any pope. It's a series of teaching about life in society and how, in the light of faith, we need to understand things that are happening around us. That's what the social encyclicals try to do. So this present one, Laudato the CEO of Pope Francis, is again an attempt to share the light of faith, the light of the gospel, on current experience in the world. So the ecology, the life of many people in society. So that's what every encyclical is. And in that sense, they all outlive the different popes who author the encyclicals, who write them, and, you know, publish them.
Cardinal Turkson, thanks so much for offering perspective on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks to you. Thanks to your audiences, and our prayerful wishes and blessings to them all.
Cardinal Peter Turkson of Ghana helped to draft the Pope's encyclical on ecology, and he's been the public face of the Vatican's new focus on the issue.